Hello, Nick. Thank you so much for joining us on 2SER this morning.
Hello, Willie. How are you today?
Yeah, I'm well. I'm well. How are you in Brisbane?
I'm great, all things considered.
Yeah. Strange times indeed. You are artist in residence at the moment.
That's right. Yep. I'm artist in residence. School in Brisbane, Stuart Holmes School. They're wonderful people for having me as an artist in residence. I've been here for a little while now. I kind of think of it as an atelier. That's a good word for it. I'm helping the students all sorts of different things along the technical side of the art department. And we're in the process of battening down the hatches right now, learning how to do digital content and putting art classes out to the students at our aptly named Stu at Home.
That is gold. All right, well, look, we'll get into the profile piece, and I will start with question number one. Can you describe your style for us?
I know. I'm a colourist. I've definitely become obsessed with colour. Not bright, overly, you know, high-key colours all the time. I do have bright colours in my work, but I just love colour combinations. And the way I work often reveals a little accidental combos, the way I prepare my canvases. It's almost like I deconstruct in a way, or take areas away in my canvases. But I love colour, I love light, and I seek a sense of place, I think. So a lot of my works are, you know, urban landscapes. Some might think they're, you know, relatively mundane subject matter, you know, streetscapes, architecture. But what I try to do is use these ingredients to create an emotional connection with the viewer of a place. And then that's what gets them in and what makes them want to look further. So, yeah, colour, light and place.
Where do you get your inspiration from?
Nature is a great motivator for me, even though I'm not always depicting, you know, the images of nature. But having grown up in a, you know, a bush environment, you know, always wandering around, I think imagination is inspired by forces of nature. So these are the things that inspire me. I really love architecture. I'm probably one of those people that were, you know, I'm a frustrated architect. A lot of architects are frustrated artists, but I would have loved to have been able to design houses. So I do, you know, in the past, I've just drawn my ideal house just for fun. So I'm inspired by the built environment, and that's for sure. And some of the artists that I love in the past have really placed the urban environment into different light, into a different light, and you know, depicted the beauty of some things that are, you know, really quite easy to miss. So perhaps the shadow of a wall down the side of a building, you know, that draws attention to a certain form. It's almost semi-abstract, I guess, the way I see. But I always just look at scenes and try and reinterpret them in terms of paint. That's probably where I get most of my inspiration from at the moment. But having said that, I'm being stuck in my home environment, which is in the middle of a forest, and I've been doing some amazing paintings, I think, of, you know, looking into the dark spaces and the shadowy spaces of forests. So hold on, you might be able to catch up on some of those works.
See some of those soon. can you remember the first piece you sold?
It's a funny story, actually. I've got an exhibition on currently up at a place called The Gallery, Parisian Beach, up in the Sunshine Coast. And I had this opening, this is a, you know, before we were locked down, and this woman came to the gallery and said, "Nick, I know you. I know your work. Come over here." And she lived over the road from the gallery, and I went into her house after the gallery had closed, and she had this painting of mine that she had bought at a school art show about 30 years ago. I forgot completely all about it. It was semi-abstract view looking out from underneath a house, the old Queenslander with slats and all the light streaming through these slats. She bought it. I'd forgotten about it, but I turned it around and it had my little name written on it and the year, I think it was like 1987 or something like that. So that's the first painting I saw.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
Yeah.
Tell us about one of your favorite paintings that you've done.
I did this massive painting. I was selected to in it was an exhibition or a prize to do a painting for the High Court. The centenary of the High Court in Canberra had this exhibition, and I did this painting. The only brief that we can give you is that it's for a big wall. I think they wanted the winner to be in this big wall, and it was 20 metres long by 12 metres tall. I can't believe it, but I work small, but I did this painting that was about 4.5 metres long by about 2 metres tall. It was in the time when I was doing cityscapes. I used to paint cityscapes a lot. So that was one of the most impressive, memorable paintings I've ever done.
What do you do to get out of a creative funk?
Well, creative funk, I don't often get into those sort of situations, I must admit, but I do love music. I love listening to music to inspire myself. So music is one way, and also, I guess, changing. I change the things that I do. So instead of painting, I do some sculpting. When I'm sick of sculpting, I'll get back to drawing. Instead of drawing, I might paint in a different, you know, tone or use a different tool. So, yeah, change. That's the simple way of doing it. But it's work. I mean, painting is work, and I'm all about the discipline of work. So if I do feel a bit funky, I just say, no, it's 8 o'clock, get out, do it, start doing it. Treat it like a job.
Who's your biggest fan?
Well, my biggest fan is my dearly departed Nana. She was so cool and wonderful to me. She was the one that first took some little cartoon that I'd drawn of a little boy that I'd copied out of Where Did I Come From books. And she put it in the toilet, so in the first thing that you'd see going to the toilet was my little cartoon, and Nana was so proud of me.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Cool. Yeah.
Who's your biggest critic?
Well, Aidy, my wife, she's the voice of the people to me, and she's really, she's not overly picky at all, but she'll just say, I really like that window, or, you know, she walks past, or she'll pick the thing that I just, you know, don't even notice. But there's one story that is really quite hilarious. Back when I left college, I had an involvement in a little gallery here in Brisbane. It was kind of a touristy gallery, I guess. We had all sorts of, you know, artworks, a whole wide range. And one time I was there working, and I saw this fella come in. He had this sort of overcoat and a hat pulled down and these red curly locks coming out of it. And he quickly, you know, shuffled around, had a look at everything, and then put his name down on the visitor book with the comments. When he left, I went over and had a look at his visitor book, and it was Brett Whiteley had written his name there and his address in Lavender Bay or wherever it was in Sydney. And his comment was, shit.
Oh,
and I thought, awesome, Brett Whiteley thinks the work that I've put up is shit. I think that's probably the most critical anyone's ever been to my face, or close to my face anyway.
Yeah,
so, And in fact, I've still got that book. I've got Brett Whiteley's signature written down on this visitor book that I've stuffed into the bookshelf somewhere. So funny story.
It's very funny. All right, and last question before I let you go. What are you working on at the moment?
At the moment, what I was talking about before, which was the forest series, I'm moving onto a larger scale, and I'm just scraping paint back really thinly and then repainting it. So these big, deep, you know, purples and dark greens and shadowy foresty trees. And then in there somewhere, I'm putting a little child, like a figure, not lost, like Frederick McCubbin series. I'm doing more of a child in his element, playing that little child that was me, probably having a great time making up stories in the bush, just playing. So, yeah, that's what to look out for.
Nick, thank you so much for joining us this morning. It's been fabulous having you on interview with an artist, and all the best with those forest paintings.
Thanks, Wilhelmina. It's been my pleasure.